Rumpole's Last Case and Other Stories by John Mortimer. The book bears a dedication as follows. To all the friends, learned and otherwise, I made down the Old Bailey, and especially to the criminal defenders, Jeremy Hutchinson, who, like me, has done his last case, and Geoffrey Robertson, who certainly hasn't. Rumpole and the Blind Tasting.
Rumpole, how could you drink that stuff?
Perfectly easy, Erskine Brown. Raise the glass to the lips, incline the head slightly backwards, and let the liquid flow gently past the tonsils. I gave the man a practical demonstration. I admit I've had a good deal of practice, but even you may come to it in time.
Of course you can drink it, Rumpole. Presumably it's possible to drink methylated spirits shaken up with a little ice and a dash of Angostura bitters.
Erskine Brown smiled at me from over the edge of the glass of Côte de Nuit Viage 79, which he'd been ordering in his newly acquired wine buff's voice from Jack Pomeroy, before he settled himself at the bar. I couldn't help noticing that his dialogue was showing some unaccustomed vivacity.
I fully appreciate that you can drink Pomeroy's very ordinary, but the point is, Rumpole, why should you want to?
Forgetfulness, Erskine Brown.
The consignment of a day in front of His Honour Judge Bullingham to the Lethe of Forgotten Things. The Mad Bull, I told him, as I drained the large glass of Chateau Fleet Street Jack Pomeroy had obligingly put on my slate until the next legal aid check came in. Constantly interrupted my speech to the jury.